First today, the curtains have gone up again at the Financial Services Royal Commission, with the spotlight still shining on misconduct and errors committed by institutions providing financial advice. Today, the ANZ Bank's chief risk officer has conceded that financial planners were paid to put business growth ahead of customer interests. The Commission has also heard that the ANZ no longer uses leaderboards where top-performing advisers are scored for bringing in the most revenue. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission and he joins me now. Peter, we've been hearing more today about the backroom operations at the ANZ where advisers have put profit ahead of a customer's interests.
Yes, Rachel, and this has been more about the culture at the ANZ, and the bank's chief risk officer, Kylie Rickson, said she was working to change past practices where customers came second to revenue generation, which was linked in part to an advisor's pay and bonuses. And one part of this culture was a leaderboard where top performers who brought in the most revenue were held up to other advisors, sort of like role models. Now, Kylie Rickson says these leaderboards are no longer used, but she was forced to explain why under questioning from Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena Orr QC.
I believe that they are a type of measure which ranks advisors on certain criteria, of which I'm not aware of all of the detail. So from high to low.
So there were leaderboards that reflected the amount of revenue that financial planners were bringing into the ANZ financial planning business.
Yes, that would have been a factor that drove the performance of a planner up to 15%.
I'd like you to consider what that means for the culture that is created by ANZ Financial Planning, that these matters are published on leaderboards which compare financial planners according to the revenue they've generated.
Well, yes, I think it can, where revenue is one of the drivers, I think it can provide, you know, an impression that is something that we would like not to be there. And so we have taken those leaderboards away.
That's the ANZ's Chief Risk Officer Kylie Rickson being questioned there by Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena Orr QC. Peter, the ANZ has also made another concession, and that's that in the past some customers had been serviced by advisers now regarded as high risk. How was all that allowed to happen?
Well, like all the other banks, ANZ has been forced to undertake an audit of their advice businesses, and they found an escalating number of complaints as they dug deeper. For example, from 191 in 2013 to 2,500 in 2016, and all this as the government and regulators tightened scrutiny on the financial advice sector. Now, in the audit sample period, ANZ came up with an alarming 6% of high-risk advisors, unbeknownst to their customers, something Kylie Rickson agreed under questioning from Rowena Orr was regrettable.
6% of ANZ financial planning advisors were high-risk advisors providing advice to customers?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you think these results are acceptable?
No, I think they're very regrettable.
And these results indicate, don't they, that at least in this period prior to 2015, ANZ's systems and processes weren't adequate to ensure that customers were given appropriate advice?
Yes, in the sense that many of them had deficiencies in them.
Yes.
That's the ANZ's Chief Risk Officer, Kylie Rickson, again. And Peter, the cost of the Royal Commission is starting to escalate for the banks.
Yes, so while Kylie Rickson was being grilled, the ANZ told the share market it expected the costs of the Royal Commission to take a $50 million bite in the year ending 30 September 2018. ANZ said it can't predict the outcome of the inquiry or the broader impact on the banking industry, but says it's cooperating in a, quote, open, constructive and transparent manner. The Royal Commission continues today with evidence from executives from the AMP and the National Australia Bank.
We'll be listening to your reports with interest, Peter Ryan. Thank you.